Let us bow our hearts before Almighty Yahweh's throne of grace. Father Yahweh, we come before you thanking and praising your name for another new moon day. And Father, we, your servants, are trying to do everything that you've commanded us to do, keeping the new moon and the feast days, the Sabbath from Sabbath to Sabbath, and feast day to feast day, and new moon to new moon. Father, we love you and we thank you for revealing your truth to us. We ask, Father, as you continue to reveal your truth to us, that you would help us, Father, to overcome this world, that our desire would be for your kingdom and not for the things of this world. Father, we love you and we thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon each and every one of us for our life, health, and strength, and for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. Help us, Father, to be faithful and not to tread underfoot his blood, but that we would show love to even our enemies, Father, so that they would see that and give glory to your holy name, Father, and turn to you. And that's what we hope to do, win souls for you, Father. And it's in Yahshua's name we pray and thank and praise your name and bless those that are on the prayer list. In Yahshua's name, hallelujah. Zephaniah, and we'll start in chapter 1, verse 1. The word of Yahweh which came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah. So this dates, and Josiah reigned between 639 and 608 BCE, before the common era. Now the name Zephaniah means Yah has treasured, or hidden of Yahweh. And we want to be hidden of Yahweh when this day of Yahweh comes upon the earth. And that's coming soon. In verse 2 it says, I will utterly consume all things from off the face of the ground, says Yahweh. We know that hasn't happened yet. Even though this prophecy was partially fulfilled, because in 587, then the king of Babylon came and took Judah, the people of Judah, into Babylonian captivity. And he took them into captivity because of sin, because they didn't keep the sabbatical year. They were violating Yahweh's Sabbath. They were violating Yahweh's commandments. Verse 3, it says, I will consume man and beast. I will consume the birds of the heavens and the fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from off the face of the ground, says Yahweh. And I will stretch out my hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place and the name of the Kemarim with the priests. And them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship, that swear to Yahweh and swear by Malcolm, and them that are turned back from following Yahweh. There are three distinct groups that he's destroying. And that's the first group right there, those that are worshiping the pagan mighty one, and the Kemarim with the priest, Baal, and Malcolm, or Moloch. And the second group he's destroying, it says, and them that are turned back from following Yahweh. Those people knew Yahweh, they were in his worship, and they fell away. That's the second group of people that are being destroyed. And then there's a third group, it says, and those that have not sought Yahweh, nor inquired after him. That's group number three that he's going to destroy. Hold your peace at the presence of the sovereign Yahweh, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. For Yahweh has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated his guests. And it shall come to pass in the day of Yahweh's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's sons and all such that are clothed with foreign apparel. And in that day, we see that in that day, it's a time stamp, and it's normally used for a future time. I will punish all those that leap over the threshold. Now, there are certain priests that that leap over the threshold. They won't step on the threshold when they enter into their church, that fill their master's house with violence and deceit. And in that day, says Yahweh, there shall be the noise of a cry from the fish gate and a wailing from the second quarter and a great crashing from the hills. Wail, you inhabitants of Maktesh, for all the people of Canaan are undone. All they that were loaded with silver are cut off. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men that are settled on their lees. They're comfortable, that say in their heart, Yahweh will not do good, neither will he do evil. And their wealth shall become a plunder, and their houses a desolation. Also they shall build houses, but shall not inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards, but shall not drink the wine of them. The great day of Yahweh is near. It is near and haste greatly. It's coming soon, brethren. Even the voice of the day of Yahweh. The mighty man cries there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of waste and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities and against the high battlements. And I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against Yahweh. That's the reason. That's the reason for the judgment, because they have sinned against Yahweh. How can you sin against Yahweh if you don't know the commandments? It says, out of the three people, and those that have not sought Yahweh, and those that have turned back from following Yahweh. So they're going to be judged because of their sin. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of Yahweh's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he will make an end, yes, a terrible end, of all them that dwell in the earth, on the land, which is Haaretz, the earth. Chapter 2. Gather yourselves together, even gather together, O nation that has no shame. Before the decree brings forth, before the day passes as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh comes upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger comes upon you, seek Yahweh, all you meek of the earth. We know in Matthew 5:5 it says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So they're going to be seeking Yahweh that have kept his ordinances. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be that you will be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. And that's what Zephaniah means, hidden of Yahweh. We want to be hidden when that day of Yahweh comes. We want to be protected. Like I said, we want to be treasured, because that definition of Zephaniah means Yah has treasured, or the hidden of Yahweh. He treasures his people, therefore he's going to hide us in the day of judgment. Verse 4, for Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. These are the five Philistine cities. Okay? Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites. And that's, they were David's guards. They were Philistine guards, the Cherethites and the Pelethites. The word of Yahweh is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines. I will destroy you, that there shall be no inhabitant, and the seacoast shall be pasture, with cottages for shepherds and folds for flocks. And the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah, the worshippers of Yahweh. They shall feed their flocks upon them. In the houses of Ashkelon shall they lie down in the evening, for Yahweh their Elohim will visit them and bring back their captivity. I have heard the reproach of Moab and the revilings of the children of Ammon, with which they have reproached my people and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore, as I live, says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, surely Moab shall be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah. And you heard what we read earlier about him finding 10 righteous. He was just looking for at least 10, and he would not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But he destroyed it because he could not find 10 righteous. A possession of nettles and salt separated pits. And the perpetual desolation, the residue of my people, shall make a prey of them, and the remnant of my nation shall inherit them. This shall they have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Yahweh of hosts. Yahweh will be terrible to them, for he will famish all the Elohim of the earth. And men shall worship him, every one from his place, even all the isles of the nations. And that's why it's important for us to keep this ministry going, because there are people in the islands who are worshiping, who are seeking to worship Yahweh. You Ethiopians also, you shall be killed by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation, and dry like the wilderness, and herds shall lie down in the middle of her. All the beasts of the nations, both the pelican and the porcupine, shall lodge in the capitals of it. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be in the thresholds, for he has laid bare the cedar work. This is the joyous city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none besides me. How she has become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in. Every one that passes by her shall hiss and wag his head. And what happened when they destroyed Jerusalem? That's what happened. They did before the Jews came back from the captivity and rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. This is what Tobiah and the other ones were doing. They were hissing. They were, you know, these feeble Jews, when they came back to build it, they, you know, they were a laughingstock to these people. But see, Yahweh is our mighty one. He's our stronghold. He's the one that's going to protect us. Now, he kept the Jews alive in Babylonian captivity, but he, during the tribulation, will keep his people safe and hidden and protected because of their righteousness, because they've accepted the Lamb of Yahweh. Chapter 3, woe to her that is rebellious and polluted. To the oppressing city, she obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in Yahweh. She drew not near her Elohim. Her princes in the middle of her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They leave nothing till the next day. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have profaned the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. Yahweh in the middle of her is righteous. He will not do iniquity. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He fails not, but the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off nations. Their battlements are desolate. I have made their streets waste, so that none passes by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, so that there is no inhabitant. I said, only fear me, receive correction, so her dwelling shall not be cut off according to all that I have appointed concerning her. But they rose early and corrupted their doings. Therefore, wait for me, says Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey, for My determination is to gather the nations that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with fire, with the fire of my jealousy. That hasn't happened as of yet, but it will happen. For then will I change to the peoples a pure language, that they may call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants. This is talking about in America. Even the daughter of my dispersed shall bring my offering. In that day shall you not be put to shame for all your doings in which you have transgressed against me. For when I will take away out of the middle of you your proudly exulting ones, and you shall no more be haughty in my holy mountain. But I shall leave in the middle of you an afflicted and poor people, and they shall take refuge in the name of Yahweh. And we know from Proverbs 18:10 that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous runs into it and is safe. The remnant of Israel shall do no iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Because Yahshua is our shepherd. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart. O daughter of Jerusalem, Yahweh has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy. The king of Israel, even Yahweh, is in the middle of you. You shall not fear evil anymore. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands be slack. Yahweh your Elohim is in the middle of you, a mighty one who will save you. Who will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather them that sorrow for the solemn assembly who were of you, and that's the feast days, the solemn assembly, who were of you, to whom the burden upon her was a reproach. Behold, at that time, I will deal with all them that afflict you, and I will save you. I will save that which is lame, and gather that which was driven away. And I will make them a praise and a name, whose shame has been in all the earth. At that time, again, that date stamp, will I bring you in, and at that time will I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all the peoples of the earth. When I bring back your captivity before your eyes, says Yahweh. Now, he did bring them back into the Holy Land, okay, under the leadership of King Cyrus, when Nehemiah and Ezra, the priests, and they came back to rebuild Jerusalem. But there's a different captivity that the people are going to be brought back from. And that is the tribulation. And those are going to be the people of Yahweh that come through it. And they're going to be hidden of Yahweh, and they're going to be blessed because they're being faithful and keeping Yahweh's commandments. And that's the difference. See, some of the ones that went into captivity, like Daniel, who was a righteous man, but he still ended up in the captivity. See? So we have to still be faithful. Daniel was still protected. So was his three friends. Okay? They were protected. Even though, you know, they had their challenges, but there were many righteous people that ended up in the captivity, the Babylonian captivity. But Yahweh's going to protect his people. And the reason he's going to do that is because we are trying our best to be faithful in all that he gives us, all that he shows us, all that he teaches us. I want to look at a couple other passages Okay. Turn to 2 Kings, chapter 25. Actually, the first group of people were taken away in 597 before the Common Era, and then 587, the rest of them. Because when they came against Hezekiah, the Assyrians, they were turned back. The Assyrians came against Hezekiah. But in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, the Babylonians came. And actually, I'm going to start in verse 1. You can read chapter 24 because it says, there, the king Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. And Yahweh had told them through Jeremiah the prophet that they should accept the judgment of Almighty Yahweh. Now, in 2 Kings 25, it says, and it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and encamped against it. And they built forts against it all around, so that the city was besieged to the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine was severe in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city, and all the men of war fled by night by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were against the city all around, and the king went by the way of the Arba. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king and carried him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah. And they gave judgment upon him, and they killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him in fetters, and carried him to Babylon. Now in the 5th month of the 7th day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, to Jerusalem, and he burnt the house of Yahweh and the king's house and all the houses of Jerusalem, every great house, even every great house he burnt with fire, and all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the guard broke down the walls of Jerusalem all around, and the residue of the people that were left in the city, those that fell away, that fell to the king of Babylon, and the residue of the multitude, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captives. But the captain of the guard left the poorest of the land to be vine dressers and husbandmen. And the pillars of bronze that were in the house of Yahweh, and the bases of bronze in the bronze sea that were in the house of Yahweh, the Chaldeans broke in pieces and carried the bronze of them to Babylon, and the pots and the shovels and the snuffers and the spoons and all the vessels of bronze which they ministered, they took away with which they had ministered, the fire pans and the basins, and that which was gold in gold, and that which was silver in silver, the captain of the guard took away, the two pillars, the one sea and the base which Solomon had made for the house of Yahweh. The bronze of all these vessels was without weight, and the height of one pillar was 18 cubits, and a capital of bronze was upon it, and the height of the capital was 3 cubits, with network and pomegranates upon the capitals all around, all the bronze, and like to these, had the second pillar with network. And the captain of the guard took Sariah the priest and Zephaniah the second priest and three keepers of the threshold. And out of the city he took an officer that was set over the men of war and five men of them that saw the king's face who were found in the city, and the scribe and the captain of the host who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land that were found in the city. And Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon, to Riblah. And the king of Babylon struck them and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah was carried away captive out of his land. And as for the people that were left in the land of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had left, even over them he made Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, the governor, now and all of the captains of the forces, they and their men heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah governor. They came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, even Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and Yohanan, the son of Kiriah, and Sariah, the son of Tahomath, and the Tophelite, and Jazaniah, the son of the Lekathite. They and their men, and Gedaliah swore to them and to their men, and said to them, "Fear not, because of the servants of the Chaldeans, dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you." But it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the seed royal, came, and 10 men with him, and struck Gedaliah, so that he died, and the Jews and the Chaldeans that were with him in Mizpah, and all the people, both small and great, and the captains of the forces arose and came to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldeans. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jeconiah, the king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 27th day of the month, that evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, lifted up the head of Jeconiah, king of Judah, out of prison. And he spoke kindly to him and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon. And he changed his prison garments, and Jeconiah ate bread before him continually all the days of his life. And for his allowance, there was a continual allowance given him from the king, every day a portion, and all the days of his life. The people of Israel, the people of Judah, sinned against Almighty Yahweh, and they were judged, found wanting, taken into captivity. We, as the servants of Almighty Yahweh, want to be protected. We want to be hidden of Yahweh. We want to be blessed. And we want to be in the kingdom. And for us to be in the kingdom, we have to overcome by being faithful in everything that we do, so Yahweh would hide us during the day of his wrath. Because when this comes to pass, that he prepares this great feast for his sanctified guests, which is going to be the birds of the heavens and the beasts of the field, they're going to have a field day on the dead of Yahweh, because Yahweh is going to consume those that, of those three groups that I mentioned, those that are worshiping the pagan mighty ones, those that have turned back from following Yahweh, and those that have not sought Yahweh. May Almighty Yahweh bless you as you continue to serve him and him only, because this is what we need to do. to be in the kingdom. At this time, I'll ask you, Al, to close with a word of prayer.
All right. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you that you have plans for us. You have set things in motion that we are to follow. And one of those is the new moons, the new beginning of the months. And we know, Father, that it seems the way it's looking like Passover is going to be in April. But we will, of course, keep our eyes open and watch what the Karaites discover tomorrow as they go out and search the Aviv. We pray, Yahweh, that you'd lead them, guide them, direct them. We thank you that we have people that we can rely upon to do the things that we cannot do so that we can be on the same page. We thank you that you set things in the heavens, your crescents, so that we know when the months begin. We just pray, Yahweh, that you continue to be with this ministry as we strive to live for you, strive to push this ministry forward, as we strive to do that which is right and good in your sight, as we strive to live a life that is pleasing to you. That is our goal, is to be pleasing to you. We pray that you would fill us with a greater portion of your Spirit this day, beginning of this month, so that we can continue to share the fruits of the Spirit with those we come in contact with. As we live our lives as living epistles, we may be the only example of you that people see. So we pray that you would fill us with your Spirit. We want to be good representations of your loving kindnesses and your mercies to this dark, cold, hopeless world that these people are living in. We have a hope, Father. Many of these people do not have a hope. We have your love. Many of them don't. We pray that you would use us, Father, to shed a little bit of light, shed a little bit of love in their lives so that they can experience your goodness. We know that it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to salvation. And we thank you that Yeshua, the Messiah, has made it possible for us to come before you. Thank you that we have unlimited access to your throne of grace, and when we need help, we know where to go to get it. We give you thanks and praise, glory, honor, and blessing, Father, for hearing our prayers and for being with us each and every day. We know that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And it's in Yeshua's name we ask these petitions, giving you the thanks as we say hallelujah and amen.